It's time for a Clay County Health Update here, brought to you by Spencer Hospital. And you know, April is National Occupational Therapy Month. We're celebrating the professionals who help people of all ages live life to the fullest. And the 2025 theme is Occupational Therapy, Inspiring Hope, Changing Lives. And we are so lucky to have dedicated experts right here in our community. Joining me today is Karen Hogan, occupational therapist at Spencer Hospital. And welcome, Karen. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and to share what we do.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics. For those who may not be familiar, what exactly does an occupational therapist do?
Occupational therapists help people participate in the activities that they want and need to do through the therapeutic use of everyday tasks. So that could mean helping someone recover from an injury, supporting a child's development, or assisting adults in staying independent. So at Spencer Hospital, we're proud to offer a wide range of services to meet our community's needs.
Yeah, and that does sound like it's such impactful work. Can you walk us through some of the specific services offered at Spencer Hospital?
Absolutely. As a certified hand therapist, I truly enjoy helping people regain motion and strengthen their elbow, their wrists, their hands. And I do this by making custom splints or specialized exercises. So OT is all about empowering people to live their best lives. And we use kinesio tape and other techniques that support healing and improve function. And another technique that we use is what's called instrument-assisted manual therapy, and that helps reduce pain and improve mobility. So we also treat lymphedema. We provide wheelchair evaluations for both power and manual chairs and assist with low vision concerns. And recently, we added a clinic-based comprehensive driving screening to help determine if someone has the skills needed for driving safety. By addressing functional activity modifications, we essentially help people adapt their environments or routines so they can live more independently and safely. So an example would be larger handles on silverware, or maybe positioning your body differently at work so you have more support to your arms so you don't have as much muscle fatigue in your shoulders or your hands.
There are so many services and options I did not know about. And I understand Spencer Hospital's occupational therapists also work with children.
Yes. Our pediatric occupational therapy is another area that is so fun and rewarding for what we do. We turn therapy into play. So kids might do puzzles to build hand-eye coordination or explore textures for sensory development, or navigate obstacle courses to improve balance and coordination. It's all designed to help with everyday skills like dressing and writing and social interaction. And it's such a joy to watch them grow.
Yeah, it really sounds like occupational therapy touches all areas of life. And for somebody listening who thinks they or maybe a loved one might benefit from your services, what should they do?
Talk to your healthcare provider about getting a referral to occupational therapy at Spencer Hospital. Whether you're recovering from an injury, managing a chronic condition, or just needing support with your daily activities, we're here to help you get back to living a full, meaningful life.
All right, and that is Karen Hogue, occupational therapist at Spencer Hospital. And Spencer Hospital is the sponsor of today's Clay County Health Update. Remember, if you or someone you love could benefit from occupational therapy, talk to your provider about a referral today. And I'm Audrey McIrvin here on NorthwestIowaNow.com with our Clay County Health Update.